are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like we have a cruise death. Somebody had died, and the cruise ship has had to return. We're going to talk about the passenger and this possible death and circumstances surrounding person's death. We're going to be talking about doctors and now having shorter shifts. Do they actually make less mistakes? Going to talk about today's Supreme Court review over gay marriage ban. Going to talk about how some people that suffer from migraines actually have differences in their brain. Very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's where we answer your medical questions, give you the scoop, the real nitty-gritty, the behind-the-scenes that many of you guys don't seem to get because you don't have a chance to talk to your doctor and let him tell you what the nitty-gritty is. So that's what we do. We get to the meat of a lot of these topics. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about herpes in the previous hour and how type 1 herpes could be linked to memory loss. One of you over the break had asked, how do you prevent getting type 1 herpes? Now, we've talked about herpes a lot on the show. Type 1 is the oral herpes. Type 2 is the genital herpes. Even though you could pass with oral sex it to each other in different areas, for the most part, type 1 herpes is cold sores herpes. How do you prevent getting it? Okay, that's a tough one. All right, and the reason why type 1 herpes is so easy to get is because you could get it from cups, you could get it from using other people's eating utensils, and you could get it from kissing. Kissing. And so if, you know, we tell people don't kiss somebody with an open sore, but the truth of the matter is somebody even without any cold sores could still carry the type 1 herpes virus and give it to you. So, you know, you just do the best you can. Yeah, that's all we could say. Okay? I mean, in the olden days, you could date. Maybe you kissed. Okay? You know, maybe you waited until you were married for that first kiss. But nowadays, people are kissing each other all the time. In fact, people just kiss each other on the lips to kiss. Friends greet each other. I cannot tell you how many people that haven't seen me in a while come up and they kiss me on the lips. I don't want you to kiss me on the lips. The only person I want to kiss on the lips is my husband. Okay? If you want to kiss me on the cheek, I'm fine with that. But it blows my mind how many people think it is totally okay with just kissing you on the lips. You got a lot of stuff on your lips. I don't know where your lips have been in the last 4.5 minutes. Okay? You know? And again, I like my friends. They're great. Kiss on the cheek. No sense to kiss on the lips. But a lot of people do that. I mean, is that just now where we are socially? We just kiss each other on the lips? Okay. So type 1 is going to be very, very difficult to prevent because it's so easily transmitted kissy-kissy-wise. Most babies or kids that have type 1 herpes is because mommy kissed them. Mommy kissed them on the cheek, mommy kissed them on the nose, and mommy kissed them on the lips. A little peck. I mean, that's what moms do, right? Or baby doesn't like their sippy cup, so mom will take a drink of the sippy cup just to make sure everything tastes okay. Mom's like, this is fine, go eat. And then, go eat. That's how I used to yell at my kids like that. Go eat. See, my father had an extremely thick accent, and my mom did it, but my mom spoke quickly. So when I grew up, I started to speak like my dad. And so it would like, go eat, go do, why you do these? And I would just talk like that. It's funny. And when I'm yelling or when I get excited about something, the accent comes out and the broken English comes out. I did it all the time to my kids and my cats. You know, who said you could do? And so I have to sometimes catch myself. It's just, you know, it's just weird. That's why, you know, if you want to teach your kid another language, you got to do it when they're younger because they pick up everything. These kids pick up everything. That's when you really want to teach them. I mean, if your kids are older now, it's not too late. Go and teach them another language. But if you could speak another language in the house early more, you know, you need to do it. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us suffer from migraines. I do. Never suffered from migraines until I had my second kid. Had nothing to do with the kids. It's just my body changed. And I thought my previous headaches were migraines. I'm like, oh, I have a migraine. Oh, hell no. You have not had a migraine until you are on the ground with your head between your knees, bowing or curled up in the fetal position in pain. That's a real migraine. Well, they found that people that suffer from migraines actually have certain structural differences in pain-related areas in the brain. Using MRI scans, researchers found that in specific brain regions related to pain processing, migraine sufferers showed a thinner and smaller cortex compared to headache-free adults. The cortex is kind of the outer layer of the brain. They're not sure what this means, but maybe the genetic tendency towards migraines is because you inherit a different shape or change to that thinner, smaller cortex of the brain. Now, I mean, that kind of blows my mind because I never had migraines until the second kid. And I mean, it was abrupt. So I still think hormones are a good part of it. But somebody could say, well, Dahlia, you had the propensity. It's just you never had them until the hormones changed. So there still could be that anatomic basis. So apparently these doctors, they say the surface area of the brain increases dramatically during fetal development, but the thickness of the cortex can change throughout life. Dr. Massimo Filippi says they're speculating, that migraine patients might have a sort of a cortical signature, an abnormal cortical surface area that will make you more susceptible to pain and abnormal processing of painful stimuli. You know, what's interesting about pain is on some days I could bang my funny bone, my elbow, no big thing. And on other days, it really hurts. Do you notice that? Sometimes you have days where it's like, you know, it doesn't bother me that much. So I think there's this hormonal type issue. Let's talk about pain when we get back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. In a few minutes, we will talk about California and Proposition 8 and how the Supreme Court is listening or did listen this morning to arguments on that. But I want to go back to the pain issue we were talking about in the first part of the show. And even before that, let me thank Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, Don, who is working the dials, and you all for tuning in. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I mean, I'm not a pain management specialist. I'm a family doctor. Okay, went to medical school, did a residency in family medicine. I treat a lot of people with pain. But the one thing that I think hasn't been discovered that needs to be, unless it has been discovered and I've just missed it, is there's something that I think circulates in your body that we have when we're younger. Or maybe on good days when our serotonin is high. Maybe it's serotonin. That causes us to experience less pain than when we're older. Because I notice you have people that'll get sacked in football. High school football players, college football players, okay? And they hurt themselves. But not many of them become chronic pain patients. Then I see the late 38-year-old or a mid-40-year-old come in saying, I'm always in pain. And I'm like, well, what happened to you? Do you know? Did you? Well, I mean, 20 years ago, I got sacked in football, but not anything recently, but now I hurt. Why? Now, we used to say, well, it's arthritis. You had wear and tear on the joints. You had arthritis. But let me tell you something, people. I will x-ray a 20-year-old or a high schooler, and I'll start seeing arthritis there as well. Just because you didn't get an x-ray till you're 40 and the arthritis was seen then doesn't mean you didn't have it in your 20s. And I'm wondering if many of these people in their 30s and 40s or 50s and 60s come in now feeling stuff they should have felt in their 20s but didn't. I mean, remember we used to fall down as kids. You'd fall down as kids. It would hurt a little bit. Maybe you'd cry. Your mom would put mercurochrome on the wound, that, you know, fuchsia pink stuff with mercury. It would not get infected, and you'd run around with the pink knee. Everybody would make fun of you, and you went about your day, and you were fine. If I fall down now, if I slip in the shower, or my kids take showers in my bathroom, they don't like to shower in their little bathroom because I guess my shower is bigger, and then they run around naked, dripping the wet, you know, from the shower. So here, stupid me, I walk into the bathroom, and then I slip on the tile. Okay? If I fall, I am hurting for days. Why is that? I'm not fracturing myself, thank God. Is it because I'm more easily bruising the bone? Am I hurting the muscle? What am I doing that's so much more drastic as a 40-year-old, 41, I know I'm 41, thank you, that I did as a 10-year-old? I mean, I fell off slides. You do the seesaw, and one of your friends would be like, you know, somebody would call your friend, so they would be at the bottom of the seesaw, jump off, and then you would slam to the ground. I would fall off monkey bars. I mean, you know, fall off beds, fall downstairs, and thank the Lord, fine, not hurting. I trip over the stupid cat, and I'm held up for days. Is it because there's something that circulates in your body when you're younger that's preventing the pain? I also notice on a personal level, depending on the time of the month, so it's got to be kind of serotonin, because your serotonin drops when you're PMS-y, unless there's another hormone we haven't discovered yet, which I'm sure there is, where it's like I could bang my elbow, and, you know, most of it, just no big deal. But on certain days, oh my gosh, it almost makes me cry. Somebody can grab my arm most days of the month, no big deal. Or somebody could grab my arm when this hormone must be low and it hurts. It really hurts. What the hell is going on? And the reason why this needs to be investigated is because if it is hormonally induced, maybe that's the key to pain management. Right now, what do we do for pain? Well, the most part, we give pain medicines. And these pain medicines act on your mu receptors. The opioids, if you take an opiate type of medication like Lortab, oxycodone, hydrocodone, or Percocet, it'll hit your mu receptors, and it'll prevent the brain from receiving pain signals, and it'll distract the brain a little bit. It'll soothe you, and it basically manipulates the mind. Some of you have been taking Tramadol. You're like, but Dr. Dahlia, I take Tramadol, and Tramadol is a non-narcotic. It's not narcotic, but it acts the same way as a narcotic, hitting those opioid receptors. It's called an opioid agonist. And it will also cause you to be addicted to it. You can have withdrawal, etc. So what we've been doing with pain management is manipulating the mind. The next thing we do, is which I like a lot, is the identification of the joint or the muscle group that's causing the pain and injecting it with a little bit of a pain medicine, a non-narcotic, and an anti-inflammatory steroid. So if you always have knee pain, why pop a pill that goes through the stomach and then the small intestine and then has to do a first pass through the liver, get excreted through the kidneys, etc., just to snow your brain on the knee? Why don't you go in and, you know, deflame the joint, or surgically fix it up. Okay? So the other thing we do for pain is we try to find the spot that's hurting you and address it. But many of us that have been through the mill or been very active in sports, you know, kind of abused our bodies, we're in a lot of pain later and all over. Now, I wasn't into sports as much as I wish I was. My folks moved around a lot, so I went to 12 different schools. So it was very difficult for me. You know, most of the high schools I went to freshman year, two different high schools. So very difficult to start a sport when you move all the time. Right? Had to move my senior year, do a new high school senior year. So I really couldn't get into varsity. I would have probably done track. If I did a sport, it would have been track. And so I never got to that point where I could be in a sport. But as soon as I moved out of the house, I was a runner. I was a runner since I was 13. And I ran and I ran and I ran. Now I notice it's kind of catching up to me. Kind of the hips are off. The back is off. Yes, I'm married to a chiropractor. And chiropractic manipulation, osteopathic manipulation, great for the back, great for the bones, but I hurt a little more. Luckily, I don't need pain medicine. I don't want to go there. Luckily, the chiropractic, the therapy, the stretches work for me, and I find myself very, very fortunate. But I look at my patients, and I get kind of scared. And I'm like, is it because I'm aging, whatever I hurt myself doing when I was younger could now possibly catch up to me? You know, skin cancer. Many of us doctors will warn you that if you had a very bad sunburn as a child or a very nasty area that got burned, that's a spot we're going to watch very closely later in life. Well, I got a sunburn. It was black. I guess I was in Florida. I put sunscreen on, but I must have missed going a little bit lower near the cleavage area. So I had a black area of burn. Actually, black, round black area. Now, I've been watching that area like a hawk ever since. Yes, it happened when I was 15, so 26 years ago. But that's an area you watch. So, yes, something could happen to you when you're younger, and then it affects you later in life. And that concept may be what we need to do, how we need to approach pain management. Because some people, they just, you know, they fall down the stairs, fall off their ATV, they're walking around and they're fine. Others, they go into an RSD, a reflex sympathetic dystrophy. Why? Why does one go into a chronic pain syndrome with their feet and nails changing and getting sores and them being in debilitating pain, and some people don't? Do these other people that don't have something circulating, something in their system? What is it? And that, I think, is going to be the key. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're coming up on break. I want to talk about the Supreme Court, what happened this morning. It seems that they're split, but what we're getting from pundits is that they probably will vote to ban Proposition 8, which will then open up gay marriage in the state of California. But remember, you know, a lot of the people, you know, the reporters were wrong about Obamacare. We thought they would completely throw out Obamacare. Who knew they would change the law to allow it to stand? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
we travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please make sure you follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So today the Supreme Court met to hear arguments, and they finished at about 11:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 Pacific Time. And from what we understand, what we're getting from reporters in the LA Times is they think that Justice Anthony Kennedy had suggested that the court should strike down the California's ban on same-sex marriage because he had questioned why the court even voted to hear the case. Apparently, this had been, Proposition 8 was struck down by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. And so, from what I understand, be the swing vote, him looking like, why are we, even listening to this when this was struck down, is causing people to guess that probably the court is going to be more liberal leaning on this and allow Proposition 8 to be struck down. Now, Proposition 8 in California was a voter-driven ban, okay? It was voted on during, I think, a November legislature, where Californians could not, who were gay, could not get married or have it recognized by the state. The Supreme Court has been listening to arguments today on overturning that ban to see if gay marriage is unconstitutional. right? Of course, many, many people are fascinated by this case and pretty nervous about it and wanting to know what's, you know, the verdict's going to be. From what I understand, it's not going to be to the end of June. And like with what happened with Obamacare, it was June 30th, the last possible day in June, right before they go on their break. They dropped the bomb about Obamacare and they left it. With what happened with Obamacare, the law was unconstitutional, but Chief Justice had said, but look, if it's a tax, it's not unconstitutional. So the government's all right, so we call it a tax. I didn't know we were paying the Supreme Court to tweak the law. All they needed to do was say constitutional or unconstitutional, say it's unconstitutional, and be done. In fact, what was very interesting about that day is I was at local Fox 5. They wanted me there because as soon as the ruling came out, they would interview me. And the news, Fox News and CNN, had reported that the Supreme Court justices had, apparently their ruling was that the Obamacare law was unconstitutional. So we thought that was it, unconstitutional. But then a few minutes later, when they were reading the review and the report, they said, but if you call it a tax, it's not. So as long as it's called a tax, it's constitutional. And that just, so all of us that reported that the Supreme Court found it unconstitutional, we're not wrong. It's just, it didn't mean any, it was not the story. The story was that it, you know, could be deemed constitutional if there's that fine tweak. So I guess it got tweaked. And that's how we're still stuck with Obamacare. Now, when it comes to gay marriage and overturning the ban, where this is so, where this is so passionately driven and emotional and such a hot topic is, are voters allowed to vote on gay marriage issues? Is it allowed to be up to the states? Does the government have to step in to protect the rights of homosexuals and gays, lesbian, transgender, etc.? And this is where there's so much argument. You know, many of you have said, Dahlia, I don't care. You know, let them get married. It's fine. Others of you said, no, we can't, because if we allow our society to allow gay marriage, then we could have the same fate as Sodom and Gomorrah. So, you know, people are really passionate about this. Some of you asked, what does the medical field feel? I mean, for me, I can't speak for the whole medical field. What I notice is my patients who are gay that are married in a monogamous relationship, they do better. They do better emotionally. They do better health-wise. I mean, being in a monogamous relationship and, having society acknowledge it, it does seem to do better for our patients. But the one thing that I emphasize to you all, which I don't think a lot of people realize, is we have more homosexuals in our society and in our population than realized. You know, reports have come out that 1-3% of our population is gay. When I was in medical school, we learned it was 1 in 8, and that was an underestimation of men, and women more than that. And so some of you said, well, I don't get that. If only 1-3% of the population, where do doctors hear that it's 1 in 8? Because I would say maybe at least 2/3, and I'm just pulling that number out randomly, of people who are gay aren't living gay. They are married. They're pretending to be straight. They aren't coming out. They don't feel they're in a situation where they can, either religiously or at work, etc. So 1-3%, I believe, is the group of population that is open and has come out. But I see so many patients that won't come out. Or they're gay, but they will be married so they can have kids. And so I look at the number as being a lot more. We talked about Congressman Portman, who had changed his stance on gay marriage because his son had come out as gay. Politically, we are going to have a passing of gay marriage because so many, even if the homosexual community isn't the majority, so many of us have a relative, have friends who are gay. And so I think politically, we are going to be moving towards a state that allows gay marriage. Okay, from a medical standpoint, my patients are healthier. I'm for it. I'm they're in a monogamous relationship. They're happy. They aren't feeling like they have to hide. They don't, you know. Now, we still have the issue of many gay men or gay women in a straight relationship so they can have kids. That's going to be another issue. Well, there has been conflicting reports on children born to gay couples. Children born to gay couples are raised by gay couples. Some say they live just as fine, if not better than other children. Some say it hurts them. That's going to be the next issue, but it's going to be the next issue. It was attempted to be an issue today with the Supreme Court, and Justice Kagan shot that down. When I believe it was, I had the name of the attorneys in my previous hour. When the attorney opposing the Proposition 8 and trying to uphold the ban, okay, because remember, the Supreme Court has to rule to overturn the ban. So there's the opponents, the proponents, and the opponents. But the opponents of the ban being overturned, when they had argued, against same-sex marriage because of the reproductive ability, Elena Kagan, Justice Kagan, had said, but what about two 55-year-olds that want to get married? They're not reproducing. What about two people or one person who is sterile? Would they not be allowed to get married? So the idea that same-sex marriage can't occur because of a propagation issue, that got thrown out pretty quickly, which then brought us to the discussion a couple hours ago. What is it that people are afraid of with same-sex marriage? Is it because their taxes are going to go up? I don't think so. Is it because they're going to be competing for health insurance? Is it, you know, what is it? And the only thing I could find from my listeners has been the religious aspect or the political aspect. One of you had written, well, we're going green. You know, we're just, you know, we're becoming more and more and more progressive. Somebody has to take a stand. One of you had suggested the Darwinian selection. If couples are able to marry and have kids, they could raise the kids gay. Well, I mean, already we have a huge population of homosexuals. I feel it is genetically passed on. Yes, there's some environmental factors, but for the most part, genetically. So it doesn't really make sense, the Darwinian weeding out, because you have a lot of people who are gay married to have kids. Okay? Don't go away. We'll be right back. Taking your questions and comments. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had asked, what is it genetically that could stimulate homosexuality if it's both environmental and genetic factors? Well, I don't think we know. But the study that was brought up a few years ago, I have. All right, and I'll just quickly go through it. Why they say it's also environmental. Okay, apparently this was published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior, where researchers from Queen Mary's School of Biological and Chemical Sciences and Karolinska Institute in Stockholm reported that genetics and environmental factors specific to an individual may include something like a different hormone exposure in the womb could be the determination factor of homosexuality. Now, Dr. Kwasi Rahman, study co-author and a leading scientist on human sexual orientation, says this basically puts cold water on any concerns that there's a gay gene or a single environmental variable. It says the factors which influence sexual orientation are complex, And we are not simply talking about homosexuality. Heterosexual behavior is also influenced by genetic and environmental factors. Now, that I'll agree with. Okay? I've said many times that if somebody is gay or somebody is straight, you can't, you know, this conversion therapy I don't think will work, because if you are born that way, you know, I mean, imagine any of you being asked to switch sexual preferences. It's going to be very difficult, extremely difficult. So I think the genetic component is huge. Where I think the environmental component comes into play are the groups of people that haven't disclosed to the public or disclosed to themselves that they're gay. We talked about on the show previously how there's three groups of heterosexuals. I'm sure you could actually use the same groups as homosexuals, but in terms of or heterosexuals, the three groups of homosexuals, where you have the ones that ever since they were a child, they knew they were allowed to be open about it. They're pretty well, they're very well adjusted mentally. They're happy and they're open, and that's just how they are. All right. You know, I have some patients whose kids are that way, and they're surrounded by girlfriends. They dress the way they want. They are happy. They don't seem to be depressed about it. They don't seem to have to hide anything. Yes, they do deal with bullying, and they do deal with issues, but they don't seem to have that issue of having to repress or suppress or hide. You have that group, well known, they're gay. Second group are people that, well, they aren't sure. They're like finding themselves, they're not sure, and those are the ones who really weren't sure, not very sexual or more bisexual, and then they come out in their 20s when they can, when they find a partner they want to be with, and they finally realize, you have some people that just, I just don't know, I just didn't know. And those are people that will either A, come out, or B, depending on the environment and society, keeping it. If they're a part of a religious family or a religious neighborhood and they don't feel it's opportune to come out, they may suppress it. Okay? Or if they feel they'll lose their job, they'll suppress it. Then you have the third group that before they even realized what gay was, subconsciously they suppressed it and suppressed the hell out of it. And whether they consciously know or not, their suppression is so strong that they will deny it till the bitter end, to their deathbed. How we know that those people exist is because we see them come into the doctor's office. They may have the stereotypical characteristics, which I don't like to use or talk about, but they come in a marriage where there's no sex. They are unhappy, they're depressed, and they seem to be kind of crawling out of their skin. And some of them have admitted to me, look, I think it's because I'm not really living a life I want to live. But I don't think I'm gay, and I don't want to admit that. I just want to make this work. And they take drugs, they take medications, they take alcohol to get through it. So when I look at a study like this saying environmental factors come to play, well, yes, if you're in an environment, okay, that's very pro gay marriage, pro you being open, okay, allows you to have that, you feel like you can have that freedom and not be a part of a minority, you're probably going to be less inclined to suppress and repress it. And you'll be more open. All right, so that's where I think environment and sociological comes into play. Now, looking at this study scientifically, the team was led by Dr. Niklaus Langstrom at Karolinska Institute, and it looked at adult twins between 20 and 47 years old in Sweden. Studies of identical twins and non-identical twins, or fraternal twins, they usually use to kind of untangle genetic versus environmental questions. Okay, remember, identical twins is where the fertilized egg splits. So you have the same genetic material, and that's why you have two identical babies, foeti. Fraternal twins is where two separate eggs were fertilized. So even though they were born the same day, completely different genetic material, boy, girl, or girl and girl, or boy and boy, completely different looking, okay? So that's fraternal versus identical. Identical twins share all their genes and entire environment. Fraternal twins share only half their genes, but the entire environment. I don't want to say entire environment because a boy versus a girl. Therefore, greater similarity in a trait between identical twins compared to fraternal twins shows that then genetic factors are responsible. So the study looked at 3,800 same-gender twin pairs, whether they were identical or fraternal. They were asked about their total number of opposite-sex partners and same-sex partners they ever had. Now, the findings showed that 35% of the differences between men was same-sex behavior. Some of these men had no same-sex partners, some had more, was accounted for by genetics. They said genetics accounted for 35% of the differences between men in homosexual behavior and men in individual specific environmental factors. That accounted for 64%. I know this kind of seems confusing, but they say men become gay or straight because of different developmental pathways, not just one pathway. So if identical twins differed on their sexual partners, it couldn't have been genetics if they have the same genetics. They say for women, genetics explained only 18% of the variation in same-sex behavior. Non-shared environment, roughly 64%. Family environment, 16%. So, you know, what else could be going on here? Is it that many of us are born bisexual? And because of society environment, the majority of us go straight? See, for me, I don't believe that because ever since I was little, I knew I liked men. I mean, even I didn't even realize I had a crush on a guy, on a man. But I thought I liked Bob from Sesame Street. I told you guys this. Murray from Mary Tyler Moore. Ricardo Montalban from Fantasy Island. I dug men ever since I was early on. And my mom worried about that. She's like, you always want to kiss boys. I did. I had three boyfriends in kindergarten. So I was very pro-boy in terms of my attraction early on. But maybe what's happening with some of these identical twins, because, you know, we found biological basis, changes in the hypothalamus, changes in the brains. They found that gay men's brains are similar to heterosexual women, and homosexual women's brains very a lot more close to a heterosexual man's brain. So we have found biological basis. We found that. But maybe what's happening is many of us are like animals out there, like a lot of animals, like I know sex with my cats, where you could be inclined to have sex with anybody. But environmentally leads you to one path or another. Maybe that's an explanation. I don't know. All right, guys, a lot more to talk about tomorrow. Please stay with us. Remember, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. But most of all, please be safe. God bless.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year
1-year supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.